Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Samach Aleph. Mitzvah, as the Sefer Chinuch continues, mitzvah is Bezdin Ladun Bedin Mefate. Many mitzvahs in this parsha upon Bezdin, not specifically on individuals. This continues, but now we are out of the world of Bava Kama and Bava Metzia, as we've been on the past couple of weeks, and now we are on to different topics every day. So today's mitzvah is the mitzvah upon Bezdin to judge a case of Mefate. A case of seduction, where a man seduces a woman to have an illicit affair. So that is the Isser. Ladun b'din mefate. The Isurim related to the people involved, that's not in this Parsha. That's later on in the Torah, depending if who the people are. But this is the mitzvah, as the Torah tells us in Mishpatim, after the whole Parshas of Shomrim are finished. V'chi yifate ish besula asher lo orasa. If a man is mefate, seduces a besula, asher lo orasa, that is not mu'ureses. She is not halachically married yet. If she was, then there's a chi of misa. V'shachav isha, v'shachav ima, maharyim harena lo li'isha. He has to maharyim harena lo. What does that mean? So we'll see it means to marry her. Ima ein yima ein avielasita lo. If her father, or we'll see if she is not interested, because obviously now she is less desirable, so therefore the Torah says, if they want, then he has to marry her, and if not, then kezev yishkol kamar psulos, he has to pay a fine, he has to pay a knas. Those are the psukim that are related. This has to do with, we'll go to the psukim in a minute, has to do with the case of ones, the case of rape as well, but that is not here, that is in later on in Sefer Dvarim. But ones and mefate are usually a team. The limudim go from one to the other, but now we're going to focus on mefate. Ladun b'din mefate, klomar, says the chinuch. Misha pita besula shenadin oso kemishpato. The din is that bezdin must judge him as the laws of the Torah. Kemishpato akasuv alav b'parsha shenemar v'chifatish besula v'chulo inyan apitu hu sheomer ladvarim shel sheker o shel emes. Anyway, if he makes up lies or he says truths to her in any way, atche misratze elav, until she succumbs to him. Shorash adin yadua, the shorash doesn't have to be explained here, that this is not how marriage is supposed to, how relationships are supposed to function in life. We will see, according to the Chinuch, according to the Rambam, there's a separate Mrs. Asay Daraisa of marriage. There are many isurim of certain types of illicit behavior. So this is not how one is supposed to get into a relationship without having the willingness of both parties from the beginning. How could there be a knas, a fine based on this? The Chinuch says the fine isn't putting a value on any person, chas v'shalom. It's a fine. There are other payments as well. He has to pay boshes, he has to pay pagam, as the Chinuch says, v'chol mitzvos Hashem be'emuna. We have to trust that the mitzvos Hashem are true and they are meant to teach us and guide us through life. Let's get into some of the halachos. Dinei ha-mitzvah. Because of a Rambam. So the Rambam, first of all, says, based on psukim, shekol sheba'ir. Hopefully, if you know, if there are edim about what type of case it was, then there's nothing to talk about. You know, if it was a case of ones, it was a case of mafata. Sometimes there are no witnesses. The Rambam talks about chazakos. This might not be lamaisa today. You got to figure out all the different types of evidence that the Bezdin has. Shekol be'ir b'cheskes pito yashi edim b'edim shu ones. If it was in a public area and there was no outcry, so then we have to assume that it was a case of pito, a case of seduction, and not a case of ones, or else there would have been a cry. V'chol shebesadeh b'cheskes ones, anywhere where besadeh, which means basically in private, nobody's around, we have to assume it was ones, unless proven otherwise. Either way, that is the halachic assumption. V'yamru zachronim l'vracha, shenisuei mefuta tluyin baratzon ha'av ha'vas v'amafata. Right, the father and the daughter are able to say, no, I'm not interested in this marriage. Or the husband in this case. By an ones, we'll see, he does not have a choice. But in this case, it's only if everybody wants to have this marriage, so then the Torah sanctions it. V'yem kansa ein sham knas. We'll get back to this in a minute. If the marriage takes place, then he does not have to pay a separate fine. Even though the Torah says he pays a fine, that's only if he does not marry her. If he marries her, then he basically gives her the ksuba instead of the fine. The chulu and the chinuch continues discussing, and he at the end relates to the issue of pitui versus ones. Aval ein la'av ein din knas alav de pitui midaita mashein kein ba'ones. Let's talk for a moment about this relationship between these two mitzvos, the topics of ones and mefate. The Mishnah Maseches Ksubos and Daf Lamed Tes tells us there are a number of differences between the halachas of ones and mefate. Just to recall that the mitzvah of ones, that's a Parsha Kisetzei, there are three separate mitzvahs counted related to ones. By mefata, there's only one. Bezdin judges a mafata case. When it comes to ones, the first one, Taf Kuf Nun Vav, is Shalol La'anosh Ha'anus. A person, Bezdin is not allowed to punish someone who doesn't aveira when they are forced. So that is a general principle. It's learned out from here. It's learned out from a case that we don't punish a woman, Chas V'Shalom, if she is raped. But also, if anybody doesn't have aveira under duress, under a case of ones, they don't get an aveira. It's a separate issa d'araisa. Bezdin does not punish somebody. If somebody puts a gun to somebody's head and says, be mechal Shabbos or I'll kill you, they're mechal Shabbos, that's talacha, and obviously they don't get punished for that. That is one aveira. Tav kuf nun zayin, mitzvah al ha'ones sheyisa anusa solisha. It's a mitzvah d'araisa that an ones, somebody who rapes a woman, Rahman al-Islam has to marry them. Who would want to marry? But again, we have to look at it, that the Torah is out for the best interests of this woman. Let's say it was a man and a woman that knew each other very well, and they were thinking of getting married, but it's just that one point the man went too far. That's the type of case that you could try to imagine, that the Torah puts it in her court if she wants to be supportive for the rest of her life. If she doesn't want to have to worry about who she's going to marry, if she's interested in this guy, then the guy doesn't have a choice. Mitzvah d'araisa. That's the second mitzvah. Mitzvah d'araisa yisa. Third mitzvah is shelo yegarish ones hasanusasa. There's a separate issa d'araisa that ma'anes is never allowed to divorce his wife that he married. Anyway, there's differences. That's the parshios of three mitzvahs by ones, one by mefate. So getting back to this Mishnah, Ksubas Daf Lamed Tes, the Mishnah tells us there are a number of differences. Number one, ha-mefate nosin shalosh dvarim ha-ones arba. A mefate has to pay boshes, embarrassment, pegam, the value that quote-unquote she went down, uknas, and the fine. Pay the fine immediately. Most of a lava ones nosin is at tsar. However, we figure out what tsar is, how do you calculate pain, but that is has to be paid by an ones, because there is tsar, unlike by mefate. Ma bein ones to mefate? Number one, as we just mentioned, ones nosin is at tsar, mefate ain't ones nosin is at tsar. One is pain. Number two, ones nosin miyad va mefate l'kisha yotzi. An ones, somebody who is ma'anis, or somebody who rapes a woman, rachman al-islan, has to pay right away, the knas. And the mefat is only if he decides not to marry her that he has to pay. And finally, number three, ha'oni sho sabati sova mefate imratzal hotzi motzi. Somebody who is an ones can never get divorced. Unless the wife doesn't want to get married in the first place. Va'mefate imratzal hotzi motzi. Doesn't matter who this woman is. Afilehi muchashchin, nimsabat var erba v'chulu. So that's the Mishnah in Ksubis that tells us the differences between ones and mefate. The Mitzvah Samelech, Rav Samant, says if you look very closely at the language of the Rambam, there's a major difference, though it's very subtle in language, between the mitzvos of ones and mefate. When it comes to mefate, the Rambam says the mitzvah is liknos ha-mefate. So Mitzvah Bezdin to find the mefate, make him pay. By ones, sheyisa ha-ones anusaso. It's marriage. Meaning, the Mitzvah Melech says, marriage by pitoy is not a kiyum daraisa. If you look closely in the Rambam never says that. It's only a way to get out of the knas. If a mafate marries the woman that he committed this act with, so then he doesn't have to pay the knas. That's not part of the Mitzvah daraisa. Unlike ones, where the language of the Rambam is, sheyisa ha-ones anusasa. Okay, that is just the ha'ara that he has here in Mitzvah Saseh, Reish Chaf. The Chinuch continues that there are a number of women that don't get a knas. We'll get to some of those. Bezat Hashem in the Minchas Chinuch. For Nuhagas B'chal Makab Sheish Bezdin Smuchin. And the mitzvah applies wherever there is a Bezdin Smuchin. Again, because Smuchin are the only type of Bezdin that could judge Dine Knas. So if Bezdin has this case come to them and does not judge the case, they are Mevatel V'Asei. Okay, let's get into some of the discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. In Os Beis, as we said in the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch says, V'dafka im eino konsa. This mitzvah of Bezdin, of Mefate, is only, the Knas is only if he does not marry her. Kagon she'eino rotze lechnos, o abas eino rotze linasilo, o ha'av eino rotze liasilo. All three have the choice by Mefate. B'chol elu tzarech lite knas. That's where he has to pay the fine. Avalim konsa, eino mishalim knas, but there is no knas when he pays. Aval be'isha ha'asuralo. What if the man did this with a woman who is usher to him? Be'isha ha'asuralo. So then what? So then, says the Menchas Chinuch, im avar v'kansa. What if he married her anyway? So it depends. If he married, try to marry a woman that it's impossible. If I try to marry, somebody tries to marry their sister. Somebody tries to marry a married woman. A woman who cannot be married, halachically, then it's nothing. It just didn't nisser. There's nothing to talk about. But what if, asked the Menchas Chinuch, if it's a woman who there is kedushin tofsin? the marriage works. It's an aveira, but the marriage works. If it's a kohen who did this to a grusha, if it's a kohen gadol who did this to an amana, if it's a regular Yisrael did it to a mamzeris. Anytime there is an isser, so mavar vakansa after kofenos olahotzi, though we force them to get divorced, niftar mehaknas. He doesn't have to pay the knas because it is halachically called a marriage. The halacha is once they're married, there's no more knas. So here, even if the marriage was biaveira, still, there is no knas. And then the Menachas Chinuch says, I don't know why the Rambam does not quote this. Why doesn't the Rambam quote this halacha? That was on the next column in by the Dibur Maskil of the Efshar. The Efshar litin tam hashmatas haRambam dinze. Why doesn't the Rambam quote this? Dim nasa psula pater miknas. That if he marries a woman who he's not allowed to marry, you're pater. Why does the Rambam quote this? Says the Menachas Chinuch, let's remember for a moment the different opinions about what chuppah is. What is chuppah? Kiddushin, we know. The Mishnah says that Kiddushin, kesef, shtar, and biya. Three ways to get married. Nowadays we do kinyan kesef. What about chuppah? What's marriage? What's nisuin in halacha? Very unclear in the Gemara. There are various different shittos that are quoted. The Ran, on the first daf in Meseches Ksubis, daf Aleph Amen Aleph in the Ran Meseches Ksubis, quotes that chuppah is kinisa l'rishuso. When the man brings the woman into his house, kinisa l'rishuscha, that's marriage. V'acheirim omrim, to chuppah, not that, da-da-dat, ela chuppah hainu kol shehivia habal mibesa via lebeso, l'shem nisuin. He brings her in, and that's why there is a minhag of some that the husband, the chassan, rents out the catering hall. He gives a dollar to the caterer as a symbolic kinyan that this is going to be mine, or at least the spot under the chuppah is going to be mine. So it's knisa l'rishuso. That's one idea of chuppah. What are the other shitas of what chuppah is? So the different rishonim say, if you look in the the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Siman Nun Hey, all the different shitas. But if you look in the Drisha, the Das Rabbeinu Nira Shu Sover Svara Ravias, the Chuppa Hainu Shemevian Atzachasan Vakal Lamakom Miyuchad Shehuchan Lakach Be'ezem Makom Sheir Bershuso O Bershus Acherim. You bring the Chasan and the Kala to a designated area where everybody sees. Oh, that's Chasan and Kala. That's the Makor for our canopy. For our chuppah, because this is a designated makom. That's another daya. If you look in the Sefer Amanhig, one of the early shitas, also in the Rishonim, laseis mapat sevua barosh nehem, putting a cloth over both of them. The minhag of some to have a talus over the chasan and the kala under the chuppah. All these are different shitas. But then there's the shita of the Rambam, famous shita. The Rambam says in the beginning of the 10th parak in Hilchas Ishus, chuppah is yichud haraui labia. That is the Rambam Shita. Why we have a Yichud room? Why right after Chuppah? Because that's the Rambam Shita of Chuppah. Yichud Haroi Labiyah. That is the Rambam Shita. And therefore, that's the Rambam Shita about Chuppas Nida. If a woman is a Nida during the marriage, according to Rov Rishonim, they're fully married. Even though she's a Nida, they're fully married. The Rambam says they're not fully married. Aval im haisa Nida, afa pi shenichras ala chuppa v'risiachid ima, lo gamru hanisuin, v'hare hi ka'arusa adayin. That's the Rambam Shita. Where does he get it from? What does he do with various Gemaras? There are a lot of lumdis about this Rambam. Is this for all halachas that there is no marriage? If you look in, there's just one achron, the Granat. The first Granat in Maseches Ksubis and Siman Yotes says, maybe the Rambam has two types of Nisuin. There's a big problem because some Gemaras say, you don't need Yichud Roy Labiyah. That's the problem. Some Gemara support the Rambam, some are against the Rambam. But just to read you one achron that explains the Rambam, says the Granat. Venira lomar da Rambam sferla di shnei mine nisuin. Number one, kone osal yarsha v'litame yul nadar v'l masi yadeha. Number two, de kone osal advarm shebin olaveina. In other words, there are two aspects of chuppah, according to the Rambam. There's the kinyan element, the monetary element, it's all the same, halachic, like technicalities, when do these halachas kick in, for tumentara, when can he be made for an adarim, when does her earnings start going to him, that is all one, that might work even without yichud or roi labia. But then there's another element, what we might call the personal side of marriage, the physical side of marriage, personal side, and that is not chuppah until there's yichud or roi labia. Okay, but this is the sheet of the Rambam. So suggest, why are we talking about this now, suggest the Minchas Chinuch. That's why the Rambam leaves out the halacha. What's the halakha that we're talking about? The Minchas Chinuch said that if a marriage takes place by a mefateh, even if it's ba'aveira, as long as the marriage took place, he's pater from a knas. Because it was a marriage, it was a halakhically recognized marriage. He says maybe that's why the Rambam doesn't quote it, because the Rambam doesn't hold of this. The Rambam says whenever there's a chuppah that's not royal labia, it's not a marriage. So if it's not a marriage, they were never married, and therefore, he's still chayiv the knas. The Efshar, that's what he says. The Harambam l'shitaso. The Rambam is going consistent to his shita. The chuppas nida eina chuppah. Kivin to l'chazi labia. Skip two lines. V'yem kain, b'isha psula, lo havin isu ankla, rakidushin, v'lo miftar miknas. And that's his suggestion for the Rambam. Number one. Number two, another important sugya is an Oz Dalid in the Minchas Chinuch. A fascinating ha'ara the Mishnah Lamelech makes. The Mishnah Lamelech says, okay, so this, let's say he chooses to marry her. How much is the ksuba? We know the rules are, the Mishnah says a ksubis. A woman who already had bia, ba'ula only gets mana. But a besula gets matayim. So here's a case where she's a ba'ula, but because of him. Right? He was the one that made her a ba'ula. So what's the ksuba? So the halacha is the ksuba is 200. So the question is, ksuba is 200, but she's not a ba'ula. So gzeiras hakasuv. Gzeiras hakasuv that this ksuba is in lieu of the knas, and the chiddush is that it is a value of 200. Related to this, he talks about it a little bit in Oz Dalid, but it's a good place to talk about halacha lamaisa. It comes up sometimes that a woman is not a besula at a wedding. So what do? You don't want to embarrass her. You read the ksuba under the chuppah. So what do you do? So is there any way? So this comes out two issues that have to be related to by a chuppah's knee that has to be related to also in one way, and that is how do you put the ring on the finger, which most poskim say is okay if one does it carefully. But what about this case? What do you write in the ksuba? Do you give 200 in the ksuba? So that's a ramah. The ramah says in Simon Samach Vav, an important ramah in Evna Ezer, says the Shulchan Aruch, im yirtza lahosif al zemosif, the chassan could add on as much as he wants in the ksuba. Ksuba is what he commits to give her, and what he commits to have to support her, and what he's rachman al asan in case of death or divorce in the future. What he's mosif, you could add it all in, vizel tosefis. There's the ikka ksuba and the tosefis. But then the Ramah says, the ein tsarich lefarish ikkar haksuba bifnei atzma, vitosefis bifnei atzma. Ela kolel hakol biyachad im yirtze. Says the Ramah, you could say one big fat amount in the ksuba. You don't have to say this is the ikker and this is the tosefes. What are you adding on? Say the whole big amount. You have to say, oh, you're getting 100, but more. No, put it all together, says the Ramah. And therefore, you don't have to worry that you don't have to announce that 100 versus everything else. You could just say, just put it all together. Based on this, there are a number of poskim that say, even in the ksuba, it could be written, aksubas besula and not aksubas beula, because basically, as long as the chassan knows, he could be mochel and basically say, "I'm giving you aksubas besula," even though maker din you're not aksubas. So the only person that has to know is the chassan. The mesader kedusha doesn't have to know. Nobody else has to know, because even though she is not a besula, so it is still okay. Rav Moshe has a heart wrenching tshuva in Arachayim Chelek Dalet Simin Kuf Yud Ches. The title of the tshuva is Tshuva Lepnuya Shezinsa. He's writing a tshuva to a single girl that was mezana. Obviously, there's no name. Every other tshuva in Rav Moshe has a name, but except the ones that he writes about people who ask him how to do tshuva. So all these tshuvas around here about how to do tshuva for certain averis. So here he has a tshuva about from this girl, and he's trying to give her chizik. She's obviously not in a good state. And then he goes into the halachic issues. Does she have to tell? Is she going to marry this guy that she was mezana with? But they're both single. Does she have to tell over to the person that she might go out with what happened? So Moshe says, not the first date. By the way, the first date, get to know him a little bit. You don't know if you're going to marry this guy. So wait a couple of dates. But then Rav Moshe says, what about the ksuba? So that's where he relates to our issue. Ain't sarach lahagin l'masada kedushin. You don't have to tell anybody. Kimeachas shachasan yachtom al aksuba. Harihitzkin l'ksubas pesula. V'shuv lekak peida. Umuchuya b'ksubas pesula. Af im be'emes ain a pesula. Im lo hitaso. So as long as she did not trick him. That is Ramosha writing a tshuva in 1977. Again, that relates to this issue of the ksuba of 200-100. They're talking about me'ikir adin here. How much does the ksuba have to be? After all, he was the one that made her a ba'ula. But she does get a ksuba of 200. By the way, there's a tshuva of the Marsham, where the Marsham says, even if it's a ksuba of a ba'ula, the one reading the ksuba under the chuppah could read it as psula. Right? Mishana Mepnei HaShalom, the Gemara says. So he could read what's not written there. The reading the Ksuba is just a minhag of, it's a minhag that we do. You don't have to read the Ksuba. The Ksuba kicks in if the Chassan, when the Chassan signs it, basically. He gives it to the Kala also. But the reading of the Ksuba is just to have a hefsek between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin. So to have the different Bari Paragafens. So that is why the Marsham writes in the Shuvah that the Kore, the one that's reading the Ksuba, is allowed to say Psula, even if it doesn't say that in the fine print. Two more points in the Menachas Chenuch. First, an Os Zayin on top. Menachas Chenuch says, obviously, the only cases that we're talking about here are cases where the man is not Chayiv Misa if he in the relationship. If he is Chayiv Misa or Malkus, so then he is not going to have to pay the Knas. That's the principle of Kimle B'drava Minei. Ubesula Zuim Haisa Michayvi Krisis or Michayvi Lavin, if it's one of the Chayvi Krisis or Lavin, that if you get Malkus for, then there is Kimle B'drava Minei, and therefore you only get the worst of it, or you only get the Malkus, or you only get the Misa. Point number one. We're only talking about a case of a Besula, that's not Mu'reses. Fine. And then finally, an Os Ches, just to bring up an important shita of all Rishonim against the Rambam. And that is, what about a Ketana? What about a Ketana? Again, in the days of old, people got married earlier, there was a different society. Right? Tosas talks about in the beginning of the second Berakah in Kiddushin that halavai, we should get all our ketanas married so they could be taken care of, we don't have to worry about them. But pashtus is, and the Gemara seems to say, that as long as a girl is a ketana under 12 years old, she does not have her own das. And in any relationship, it's going to be called ones. It's not going to be called pitoy. How could you say that a 10-year-old girl was seduced? That's the principle called pitoy ketana onesu. That's the principle that's quoted in the Gemara, and generally that's what Rishonim hold, and that's what the Menachas Chenuch quotes in Os Ches. There is a very problematic shita of the Rambam. Just to mention the shita, and then feel free to look in all the Achronim on your own about the shita. The Rambam says in Hilchis Sota, in Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, he quotes it. Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, if a ktana is mezana birtsona, she's asura al baila. That's what the Rambam says. Ketana shisia via imzines birtsona, neseres al baila. So the Rambam says, all the Achronim say, what are you talking about? Asur labayla? A woman is only asur labayla if she was mezana b'mezin, not b'shogeg, right? And if she was nanas, she's not asur labayla. And if it was, she didn't know, she's not asur labayla. The Rambam said, if the ketana did it for itsona, what are you talking about? Pita ketana is ones. It should always be called an ones. So that is a problematic sheet of the Rambam. The Ravid asked right away, Valo Amru, pita ketana onesu, what are you talking about? Vod asra l'ketana in asra, she'en das. She doesn't have any das, halachically. So that is a problematic sheet of the Rambam, one should be aware of. How does the Rambam understand the principle of pitzui ketana onesu? Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we will continue tomorrow with the mitzvah of mechashef, mitzvah of witches and witchcraft.